I'm walking in the woods on Signal Mountain with David Broom. We're looking for a car that somebody recently drove out here and set on fire. Broom got the tip from a young man who found it and met us here to show us the way. Broom wants to make sure there's not a body inside the car.
How much further?
Broom is a constable in Sequatchie County. He's basically like a volunteer cop, elected to office. He works many hours, but doesn't get paid. He sees his job as a public service. We finally reach the car, and it's so destroyed that you can't even tell what kind of car it was. There's hardened molten metal and puddles underneath.
Somebody really worked hard to burn that one.
Broom looks in and around the car for human remains, but doesn't find any. He figures somebody stole the car for a joyride and torched it afterward. Broom will let the sheriff's office know about this. We walk back down to his car and continue making the rounds in his neighborhood. Not every county in Tennessee has constables. And even in the counties that do have them, their duties can be different from place to place. Sometimes they just serve papers. In Sequatchie County, constables act much like the rest of law enforcement. Broom has full arresting powers and a siren on his white Ford Explorer. He keeps a bulletproof vest in the back seat and a gun on his belt. Broom answers regular emergency calls for things like disorderly conduct, domestic violence, theft, prowlers. For instance, on a recent Tuesday morning, he got a call about a situation in his neighborhood.
We had a guy at 8 o'clock in the morning right up the road here that was intoxicated, and he got mad at the people, and he was setting their house on fire.
None of the sheriff's deputies were free at the time, but Broom was.
I got there within 3 or 4 minutes and got him to stop making the fire.
Being able to respond quickly is one huge advantage of having Broom on duty.
Being a rural-type county, we don't have the services that a lot of the counties like Hamilton County have. And sometimes, due to financial restraints, sometimes we only run one deputy per shift. And a lot of times, if they're on one of the other mountains, something happens here, it's an hour before they get here.
Broom wants to be there to help, he says, not to slap people with speeding tickets or nab them for small offenses.
And a lot of people get on me about it because I don't really run radar and give tickets. Most of the time, I can pretty much just shake my finger at someone and they'll slow down and everybody knows who I am up here.
He tries to be a good cop.
I don't want to sound like Andy Griffith from Mayberry, but, you know, we all know each other up here. Basically, if somebody's doing something wrong, I can just say, hey, please don't. And they don't.
Broom may be sort of a superstar constable, but the way the law is written, there's plenty of room for constables to abuse power or eke by with minimal training. And in other Tennessee counties where constables are paid for their services, there's an incentive to write citations or make arrests. Jim Gibbs is a constable in Cannon County, Tennessee, and he has a long history of working in law enforcement. He's also helped train other constables in the state. He explains the bare-bones training requirements for the office.
40 hours and certify with a handgun, and the way the law reads, you only really have to have 40 hours once.
That's 40 hours of training to perform many of the same duties as full-fledged police officers. And constables don't answer to anyone but the voters. Not the sheriff, not a head constable. They have no superior. And Gibbs says there's some bad apples in the state.
You know, there's some really great people that are in it, and there are some people that are constables in Tennessee that, in my opinion, shouldn't be.
Some counties are cutting back on the powers that constables have, like in Cannon County, where Gibbs works. Starting in 2014, they won't have arresting powers anymore. Others are eliminating the office altogether. None of the major metropolitan counties in Tennessee, Hamilton, Davidson, Knox, or Shelby, have constables. In Gibbs' opinion, constables are a dying breed.
It's just going to go away politically. There's fewer counties have them, and as each county makes it, you know, particularly if they take away the law enforcement powers from constables, then that constable's office in that county will just go away. Nobody wants to do it.
Kentucky has constables too, but is considering getting rid of the office statewide.
There's no one that really is in control of them. And they don't get a lot of training.
Kenny Colston is a reporter at Kentucky Public Radio and has been covering the push to get rid of constables.
So there's been instances where constables have abused their powers. There's been issues in metro areas where you have bigger police forces that can do the job.
One of the reasons Kentucky's and some counties in Tennessee don't want constables is because there's tension between them and the sheriff's office. Because they don't answer to the sheriff, Gibbs says sometimes sheriff's departments can feel threatened by them and don't want to work with them. That's not exactly the case in Sequatchie County.
Hello?
It's the Sequatchie County Deputy Chief calling Broom.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, the Christmas party is Monday night. All right, buddy. Thank you. invite me to the Christmas party and make sure I knew. So, I mean, that's the kind of relationship we have with the Sheriff's Department.
Broom and the other six constables in Sequatchie County have a close working relationship with the Sheriff's Department. Broom's training is far and above the minimum requirements. He actually used to be a police officer, and like the other constables in his county, he trains with the regular police officers. When I spoke with the sheriff, he said that they depend on their constables for so much. And while Broom and I were driving around the mountain, we ran into Sequatchie County Sergeant Gary Kraft, who said the same thing. He says if they didn't have constables in Sequatchie County,
we would be hurting. Like I said, they're worth their weight in gold, a good one is. Some of them own their own businesses, some of them work full-time jobs. They have to supply their own car, their own equipment. They're great.
As Broom and I are driving around, he talks about some of the calls he's responded to recently. He points up at one house on the side of the road.
Lady just went off, and she had a butcher knife, and she'd cut up about half her family, and people rolling all around the floor, cut up, and everything else.
Down the street, he points to a house with just walls remaining.
This is an old meth house right here. It blew up.
Oh, right there.
Yeah.
We follow the road as it starts to go down the mountain towards Dunlap. Broom pulls off at an overlook. It's a fantastic fall day, and you can see for miles.
Beautiful view, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
That's the Sequatchie Valley. You can see how much farmland there is.
Yeah.
And all those mountains.
Yeah.
And you're only seeing probably a fourth of it, so you can imagine how much there is to police when you got one guy.
But even with all this land, the tax base is still small, and the county can't pay for some basic services.
We don't even have an emergency room in the whole county.
Broom says a lot of people here live without basic amenities in their homes, too.
We've got some areas out here where people don't even have electricity or running water.
Here in Sequatchie County, a robust team of law enforcement is a luxury they can't afford. Instead, they count on constables like David Broom to help police their communities. Broom says he doesn't have any plans of retiring from being a constable either. He'll do it as long as he's able, or, he says, until the office is abolished. For WUTC, I'm Mary Helen Miller.